The plan goes farther than what Governor Scott Walker proposed in his budget. Walker would have ended the use of tax dollars for candidates for governor, the state Supreme Court, or the legislature. But he would have let people use the income tax checkoff to spend their own money on Wisconsin's election campaign fund. The plan Republican lawmakers approved yesterday would delete the checkoff entirely, putting an end to the decades-old program. Popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch called the move disgusting.
It's pathetic to think that Wisconsin, a state that has promoted transparency, a state that has encouraged clean and open elections, is about to hand the keys of our election process completely over to those with the deepest pockets, those with the greatest amount of money, those who can write the largest checks.
But Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair Robin Voss said it was better to have candidates asking their friends and neighbors for donations, since it forced them to sell their own ideas.
It's a lot easier if you just belly up to the taxpayer trough and say, I want my check from the government. That is definitely easier for politicians, but it is not better for democracy.
The plan would use some of the savings to spend $1.8 million on public outreach for the voter ID bill the governor will sign later today. Democrats called that amount smoke and mirrors and said it fell short of what was needed to train clerks and educate the public for a major change in state election law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.